This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Quality Calf Care with Dr. Vicki Lauer, professional services veterinarian with Armor Animal Health, the five C's of calf care protocol.
Dr. Sheila McGurk's the five C's to have really good, high quality, healthy calves. So those five C's are colostrum, calories, comfort, cleanliness, and then consistency. And we're going to dive into those. So colostrum is definitely the foundation of a healthy calf. It really is liquid gold because this colostrum meal is going to be the most important meal of the calf's entire life. When calves are born, they don't have much of an immune system. Their immune system functions, but they don't have protection against the viruses, the bacteria that are in the environment. So how the calf is going to get those antibodies is through the colostrum. The colostrum is a very, very high source of antibodies, but colostrum has lots of other good things too. Very high in protein and fat, so lots of energy. It's a very energy-dense meal. There are vitamins in there, as well as some white blood cells. But when using maternal colostrum, there are definitely some things we need to take into consideration and really focus on, because maternal colostrum is something that we can do really well, or maybe not so well, depending on the facility. The next C is calories. And there are certainly lots of ways to get calories into those calves. Colostrum, of course, is going to be the first way we get calories into them. But then I do recommend feeding a second feeding of colostrum, at least 2 quarts, 8 to 12 hours later. And then I also like feeding transition milk, if possible, if the farm can collect it cleanly, has a place to manage it well. The transition milk has a lot higher fat and higher protein levels than regular milk. So if you can manage transition milk cleanly and do a good job, then feeding it for the first 3 days is a good idea. Some farms can't do that. So even if it's just 3 feedings of transition milk, that's certainly better than nothing. After we switch away from transition milk, feeding whole milk or milk replacer is going to be the mainstay of calories. There's some really good sources online, several extension agencies, where you can actually calculate what is most cost effective for your farm. Growth is very, very dependent upon how much milk we feed those calves, what the total solids level is of that milk or the milk replacer, and then that outside temperature. We got to feed more when it gets cold. All right, so we covered calories. Now we're going to talk about comfort and cleanliness. And I group these two together because they go together a lot as far as bedding goes. We can't have really good, comfortable bedding for those calves unless it's also clean. So when those calves are born, we want to make sure that where they're born is nice and clean and dry. Then the last C is consistency. And I talk all the time about how calves crave consistency. They want everything the same all the time, but especially in regards to feeding. So making sure that we're feeding those calves at the same time, same temperature, and the same volume of milk. If we need to increase the volume, doing it slowly so it's not a shock on those calves. Making sure that the total solids are the same. This is true if you are using either whole milk or that non-saleable milk or milk replacer. It all needs to have the same total solids for what your goal is on your farm. But no matter what you do, always start with the same calf and always end with the same calf. I go to farms where in the morning they feed one direction and then in the evening they feed the opposite direction. That can really lead to a lot of problems. So consistency, of course, for those calves, for minimizing clostridia. That's one of the biggest takeaways that I want you to walk away from today. Not vaccinating, but keeping everything consistent and really focusing on tightening up your calf feeding protocols. You know, in regards to the five C's, I cannot tell clients enough how important cleanliness is. For everything that calf touches, we can drastically increase that calf health.
That's Dr. Vicki Lauer, professional services veterinarian with Armor Animal Health.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in 2 different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.